It's time to talk Rockport Blue Jay football. Once again, Coach Dalton Jones joins us weekly on Fridays. He has the reins of the least midway point of the season, ranked number one team in Missouri eight-man football. Your Blue Jays coach, another win last week, a strong win, 76-20 over North Nottoway. That's always a good win. That's traditionally a pretty good squad you're going up against there.
Yeah, no, I mean, Platte Valley does a really good job of what they do. I mean, they're always a physical, well-coached team. And they are still that way. We just, our guys were extra excited. You could feel the excitement in the air when we got to the building, and our guys just came out, executed well. Our offensive line did an amazing job of moving their guys around. I mean, they were the stars of the show there. And our defensive line played well. You know, our defense did an unbelievable job. Our deep coordinator really had our guys going. So, you know, it was just one of those nights for us where, you know, everything was executing. We did what we do best, which is just being physical, and we used our strengths right, and our guys were going. I mean, Brock Holmes ran the ball super hard all night. Like I said, that offensive line, Ryder Heron, QJ, Quentin Jackson, that is, Dayton Hayes and Gabe Gebhardt just were moving guys, you know, 2-3 yards, sometimes 5 yards down the field. I mean, it was just a good overall victory for us, and a good win, I think, for our program.
Platte Valley, every time I see them listed somewhere, they have a different name. I wish they could get settled on one and everybody would use the same name for the football team. It'd at least make my life easier. I don't know about everybody else, but make my life easier. But, again, 76 points up there on the board. The offense is playing well. And you only give up 20 to a pretty darn good football team. The defense is playing well, too.
Yes, absolutely. No, that our defense played really well Friday. Like I said, huge shout out to our D coordinator. He does a really good job of getting guys ready. Does great with his preparation, and our guys are super prepared every week. So we were right where we needed to be a lot of the times. So it's natural. We still make a few mistakes here and there. So we're still trying to get better, and we still have opportunities to get better. We're headed in the right direction, I think, but we still have a long way to go.
You've had rivalry games, a couple of them, three of them already here. Now, you can't say this, but I will. You have reached the point in the season where you've got a couple of games here, maybe three in a row, where the competition, record-wise, is not having a very good year. Anything?
Right.
Yeah, you got to keep the kids' attention. You say, hey, you know, just because the record's not good, they're going to come after you.
Right. I mean, we acknowledge that. We talk about that. It goes back to our overall program philosophy is just one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look at that. We acknowledge that. We talk about it, but we say, you know, it's an opportunity to get better. It's reps. It's, you know, doing what we're supposed to do, especially this time of year. You know, the difference in the good teams and the great teams are the great teams, they make that decision that they're going to be good at everything all the time,
mm-hmm.
regardless of who they're playing. The good teams, they say, okay, well, we're going to win, so what's the point? And we're trying to be great. And if we're going to try to do that, you know, we need to make sure that we're locked in at practice. We're locked in the drills we're doing. We're locked in just the rep or in, you know, in just this one play. Just lock in for one play, go as hard as you can, do your job, and then the play's over. We go to the next one. So that's kind of our big thing. So we don't look at it as, okay, well, you know, we treat every team, try to treat the teams the same in that sense of, like, you know, we're on to the next thing. This is the most important game of the season. This is the most important day of the season. And we think that will help, you know, our big thing right now is trying to take the next step. What are the next steps for mm-hmm. us to be that great team? And this is one of those steps. We have to go through this. We have to go through this period. We need to focus. We need to do what we're supposed to do, take care of business, and move on. So, we got, you know, again, it's just an opportunity for us to get better, an opportunity for us to play football, and that's how we're approaching it.
Stuartsville Osborne, the opponent this week, is down there. Southeast Nebraska, Northwest Missouri, we're stuck in the corner of the state. You got it better than most with a lot of area opponents, but Stuartsville Osborne, good roads. It's just a ways down there, so kind of a long road trip coming up tonight.
Yeah, it'll be, kind of, I think, might be our longest trip of the season, or second, maybe. they're, you know, yeah, it'll be good to go on the road, travel a little bit, but, you know, they're a young team, the new coach, they're getting better. You know, like I said, our job is just to go down there, take care of business, do what we are supposed to do and do our jobs and then, you know, prepare for the next week. But we have them in front of us right now. So we're just trying to get a little bit better, use it as an opportunity to get better. We don't want to overlook anybody either. So we're, you know, this is, like I said, the most important game of our season right now. So we're just focused on doing our jobs and doing everything we do right, even the little things.
All right. You coaches are always nitpicking something. You got to pick out something to have the kids work on. What is it right now? What do you need to improve at?
Well, we need to, our pass coverage needs to be better. We admit that, you know, we need to get better in our zone coverage and we need to be better in our man coverage too. You know, there's that. We need to protect the ball. We need to do that. And, protect the ball security, pass coverage, probably tackle a little better. There's always that we could work on, blocking fundamentals, just fundamentals in general. We always have stuff that we can work on there.
So you're picking on everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got more if you have the time. We got probably about 30 minutes on that.
No, I believe you. All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Good luck tonight down at Sturgill Osborne, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
That's a Rockport Coaches Show for this week.